AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Islamic State group is being hit hard financially by falling oil prices. So says a new report from an international agency based in Paris. It's called the Financial Action Task Force. And it says most of the militants' money comes from looting banks, selling oil, ransom from kidnappings, and donations. The group is calling on nations to do more to starve the militants of money. Meanwhile, the British are trying to explain how a Londoner on their radar got away to Syria, where he's now featured in those beheading videos. Jihadi John has been identified as Mohamed Emwazi. Our Charles de Ledesma is in London with one expert's perspective.
Chris Phillips, a former head of Britain's National Counterterrorism Security Office, says the Emwazi case shows that police and intelligence agencies lack the resources to monitor a growing number of suspects.
With all of this going on, the Department of Homeland Security is about to begin shutting down because Congress hasn't funded it. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill, where Republicans are trying to force a change in the president's immigration directive, allowing millions of immigrants here illegally a chance to stay.
The House is set to consider a three-week extension of funding for the Department of Homeland Security that does not include any language dealing with the administration's immigration policies. At the same time, the Senate will vote on a funding bill for the agency that runs through the end of the fiscal year. It will then hold a procedural vote on the immigration language that was stripped from the DHS funding measure that would prohibit the use of any money to carry out the president's executive action on immigration.
A truck driver has been released from jail days after a train smashed into his pickup on the tracks in Oxnard, California, 30 people injured. Prosecutors are deciding whether to charge the truck driver. This is AP Radio News. How would you deal with a financial emergency? A new survey finds that many of us feel vulnerable. Here's AP correspondent Shirley Smith.
A survey from the Pew Charitable Trust found that 57% of Americans still feel unprepared for a financial emergency. Most say they don't know how they would cope with a sudden financial setback. 55% say they break even or spend more than they make each month as it is. And a third say they don't have any savings. But the survey results aren't all bad. 56% rate their own current financial situation as positive. That's up from 55% just before the recession began in 2007. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Water is eating away at the Antarctic ice, melting it where it hits the oceans. Experts say it's possible this could push up sea levels 10 feet worldwide in a century or two and reshape coastlines, which are heavily populated. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.